One day, I'm asked to visit a young woman with pancreatic cancer on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. She lives on Park Avenue with her husband and 4-year-old daughter. At the time we meet, she is about 1 month from her death. She comes to the door wearing tight, low-slung jeans. She's wrapped the waist strap of her dilated pain machine in a seductive way low across her hips, the way women on the beach sometimes wear a string with beads. I have come to visit her at the same time she's entertaining 3 of her best friends. We walk through the entryway and several grand rooms until we reach the kitchen where her friends sit with their phones and mugs of coffee. My patient seems to be in no distress, although I had been under the impression from her call that she was being driven to distraction with constipation and had to see a nurse as soon as possible. I join her friends at the table and accept her offer of fancy espresso she is serving. I introduce myself as a nurse with hospice, but their conversation was well established and they just continued reminiscing about crushes in college and remembering who had slept with whom. My attention to their conversation was disturbed by how attractive and healthy my patient seemed. The tight fit of her pants and the occasional view of her jaunty hip bone made me feel envious, which was confusing. When she sits down with a coffee, I ask her if she'd like to talk to me privately in the other room about why she had called to ask a nurse to come to visit. She turned to me and says, "Nurse, I'm going to have a shit. Come with me." She walks down the long hallway to the bathroom, which is a large carpeted room. She is agile, moving unaided to the toilet. She sits down for a very short minute and then pops right back up. She turns around and picks her poop right up out of the toilet and holds it in the palm of her hand. "Queen, is this big enough?" she asks me. "Is my poop big enough?" I am shocked that this terminal young hipster has just reached into the toilet and is holding her poop. I am confused as to why she feels I have the authority to answer her question. In hospice, we say, if in doubt, just normalize. "Yep, looks like a good-sized poop," I say. "In fact, it's perfect. You must feel better." She still holds her poop with her pants down at her ankles. Her pain pump is at her hip, sitting like a gun in a holster. She starts to raise her voice and looks strained. "But Queen, is this all of it or is there more? Beyond appearances and youth, I could now see this exhausted, sick woman who is dying. I could see the woman who is marinating in strong pain medicine, who is saying goodbye every minute to her child, husband, friends, and home. Do you feel like there's more to push out?" I ask her. Still holding the poop, she bears down, standing up, and says, "Nope, nope, nothing." "Then that's all there is," I say, moving closer to touch her arm. "Maybe you can let it go now. Down the drain. Flush the poop." That's all it took. The poop fell from her hand. She hobbled over to the sink and washed her hand. Then she pulled up her jeans, readjusted her pain pump, and said, "Let's get back to the party."